This is your ADD cast number 5 for November 13th, 2005. Welcome to the ADD cast. I am Paul Fisher, your host. I'm glad you're here with me. And tonight we are coming to you from beautiful, wondrous, and stupendous Vienna, Virginia. In the studio tonight is my lovely missus.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I like your shirt.
You like my shirt?
Yeah, it's kind of Hawaiian.
It is Hawaiian. It's the Merry Monarch Festival.
Cool.
That's a Hawaiian dance festival.
Excellent. I miss Hawaii.
I do too.
I want to go back and live there, except I don't make enough money, or I wouldn't make enough money if I lived where I wanted to live in Hawaii.
To live the way you wanted to live.
Exactly. And they don't have an Apple store in Hawaii. What can you do?
What can you do?
Also joining us in the studio tonight is Beth.
And hi.
How do you pronounce your last name, Beth?
Underkoffler.
Underkoffler.
I blame my husband.
I kind of think
it
might
actually
be
his name.
That is his last name.
Okay. Might be his fault then.
Yes, of course. My maiden name is No Better.
No Better. That's a really awful maiden name.
Oh God, I'm surrounded by giggling women. No Better, Beth. No Better.
No, it's actually Wojcicki.
Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking Underkoffler might be a step up from there.
Yeah, maybe. At least it's easier to pronounce.
Definitely. So you are a voice actor, voice actress?
Well, actor, filmmaker, voice actor, general, you know, gopher. I mean, whatever. Yeah, I love it all.
Ooh, we cool. have a film star.
Ooh, filmmakers. We like filmmakers.
So, yeah.
Welcome to our house.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much for being had. Old joke, but, you know, it's a standard around here.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll cease being funny when people stop laughing at it.
Is that your new line, honey?
Apparently so.
Okay. So, tonight we are drinking a fine, clear
white.
Liquid. A white.
Fine white.
A white, directly from the tap. Strictly water tonight, so we may not be as riotously funny as we normally are. But, you know, we can always try. And we are here to please you. So we are looking at doing kicking shit. We are in the new studio tonight.
Obviously, we need to rewire, rethink the way things go.
Yeah, well, this is just this is the test flight of the new studio.
That's all right.
We have moved from the basement to the third floor of our super deluxe townhouse. Here in beautiful Vienna, Virginia.
Into the bedroom that's about the size of a walk-in closet.
A small walk-in closet.
And here I was thinking I'd get to do a laundry cast.
We might have to do a remote laundry cast. As we are doing laundry.
Laundry is running. However, not only is you get the noise from the laundry downstairs, you also get the noise from the server and the networking equipment and the Macintosh in the basement and a bunch of other stuff. So
the air conditioner unit cutting on.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That one's definitely pretty bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we thought that moving up here might be a little bit nicer on people's ears, improve the audio quality. Since we're investing a lot in audio quality, we might actually go for a quieter environment that you know that could preserve that audio quality. So going back to the voice acting,
okay.
one of the reasons that I was looking for someone who could do voices was to help me do promos. And intros and stuff like that, because everybody, in order to advertise your podcast, everybody wants you to have a promo, and I have no idea how to advertise this show.
Okay.
But it'd be nice to have some other voice, a voice other than mine.
Right.
Actually do it. But I also have a friend who's written a book. It's his first novel, which I enjoyed. I read and edited it like 3 or 4 times. And I enjoyed it every time I read it. And I can read stuff now that I read a year ago, and I remember, you know, everything through it. And I don't enjoy rereading. But I enjoyed rereading his, so I kind of wanted to turn it into a podcast. I wanted him to podcast that he's got this nice, deep voice, and he's from southern Mississippi, and he's got a great accent. He just, Ronnie just did not want to actually do the voice, because he doesn't think anybody would want to listen to him. Now, this is a guy who tells stories, and, you know, 30, 40 people stop talking so they can hear what he's saying.
Right.
But, you know, it's a matter of confidence thing.
I think it's also that he spent quite a long, well, long time is a relative thing, but he spent close to a year, I think, working on the book off and on. He's done with it.
He needs to put it over there now.
Move it away. Move on. Next book.
Right, right.
But, you know, one of the things that I'm learning, you know, for almost 40 years old, and here I am just learning that you have to flog the hell out of anything that you do, and you have to do it shamelessly.
It's true. It is true.
Yeah. You know, it's doing the actual, you know, the writing and making a book, you know, gets you the book.
Yep.
But it's not going to get anybody to buy it. The next thing you have to do is you have to step up and market it.
Yes.
Well, that's the sad, sad story of Confederacy of Dunces. It's quite a modern classic, and the man who wrote it, he took it around to the publishers, and they didn't want it, and he ended up committing suicide. And his mother, and it's quite an amazing book, and not one that you would actually want your mother to be flogging for you, but she got his manuscript and said, this work is too good to leave unpublished. And she just kept going until she got it published, and it became an instant classic.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Almost like that, the clip I was playing earlier from Rent, the musical Rent, the guy who did it died like the night before its premiere.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh, now that we've brought the tone down.
Yes. Now that we're talking about dead creative people.
No, but I mean, it's true. We live that. I mean, my husband's a writer, and he's always trying to find a nice balance between, you know, am I selling the book too hard? Or, you know, is the marketing smart? You know.
You know, having sat on podcasting panel with T. Morris, and listened to Scott Sigler's Earth Core, both of who did podcast novels. I don't think there is such a thing as flogging it too hard. Unless, of course, you're like, you know, sticking a gun in people's face and saying, give me $20 for this book.
Right.
You know, or I'm going to blow your head off.
That's a bit extreme.
But
however, if you put a gun in their face and say, here's $20 in a book. Not so much.
I think maybe the gun
altogether should just go away.
The gun should just go.
I think you're still committing a crime.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, I'm looking to serialize Ron's book and do it as a podcast.
I think that's a very cool idea.
And I was hoping that you would go through the script and be the female characters, be the voices of the female characters.
Okay. I would love to do that. Yeah, that I'm actually really looking forward to reading it, too. It sounds good.
Okay. Excellent. And on that, I think we're gonna quit it right here. We've got almost 10 minutes worth of podcasting gem for you. And I think we'll tag a Jonathan Coulton song onto the end of this, because, as you all know, I am actually no, we're not going to do Jonathan Coulton today.
Although we really like Jonathan
Coulton. I love Jonathan Coulton. His stuff is absolutely excellent.
In a non-biblical sense.
Well, you know, he is married.
And?
I don't know. I think we're going to go with a song from Bottomland. This is from their 1999 release called Feet of Clay. You can find out more about them by checking out the website, www.addcast.net. If you want to send us email, you can reach us at addcast@gmail.com. And enjoy the music, one and all. This is Bottomland and their song, Feet of Clay.
Withholding affection, searching for something that I'd never find. Now I don't believe in something for nothing, for I'm just a woman with feet of clay. Of humble beginnings, and I'll find a hell magic in my way. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Someone to love me, work with my hands, shaping a heart, opening eyes, feel a kiss from me, fire in passion, blazing a star. The blood of emotion, I'll mix the clay that glows in the night, oh, shaped in my arms and thrown on the ocean. She'll walk on. Bring a heart.
Thanks again to Matt Jones from Bottomland for allowing us to use his music. You can find out more information about Bottomland at www.bottomland.org. And thanks to Mike Meninger from the Dragon Page, www.dragonpage.com, for convincing me to actually do a show live through the mixer instead of hacking it up like the mechanic that I have been. And hopefully, if this works out, we're just going to keep doing shows this way from now on. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll catch y'all next time.